Well, I guess the first thing, brother, I want to say is I love each one of you. Brother Brian, it's a wonderful thing that we can meet in the house of God.
Be among friends.
Among our brothers and sisters and people that we love dearly, Brother Greg. We're sitting there thinking how we have a greater love for our brothers and sisters than we do for our natural families. I believe it's that way, Brother Junior, because the love of God is the greatest love that there is.
Amen.
And when that love flows from breast to breast, there's nothing more wonderful. And I thought about how great of a hope, Brother Lonnie, that we have this morning. When we were in this world lost and undone, the only hope that we had was that God would have mercy on us to give us another day. But now we've got a greater hope, Brother Harvey, because after this life, we have a home in heaven. And death will be abolished, Brother Greg. And all the tears will be wiped away, and it'll just be joy, peace, and love forever and ever. And that's what I'm looking for this morning. Brother Greg, y'all pray for me. I'm not going to be in your presence long. I'm just a little old man. This outer man that you see hasn't been changed a bit, Brother Greg. It's the same old sinful creature that it was before God cleaned up the inside, Brother Junior. But now I rely on God to lead me. He has this outer man under subjection. And also death through Jesus this morning has been abolished if you're trusting in Him. And I used to go home of a night. Brother Harvey used to lay there. I'd come in drunk, wasn't proud of it, still not proud of it. But I would lay there drunk and I'd still have enough sense to ask the Lord not to let me die in that condition, Brother Larry. Because I knew that there was a devil's hell, Brother Lonnie. And there was a great fear in my heart that if I died, that's where my soul would be for eternity. But there come a day a little over 12 years ago, Brother Lonnie, that seed of Jesus, of the Word, was planted in my heart many years ago. Over the years, God had given the increase, and a little over 12 years ago, that seed took root, brother. And He made something out of it. And He saved my soul that day, Brother Greg. And ever since then, Brother Lonnie, every day I've never failed to give Him the praise, brother. Although I can't give it to Him in the way He deserves it. There's never been a day, Brother Lonnie, that before my feet even hits the floor, I say, Lord, thank You for another day that You've given me here on Your footstool. And I thank Him every day, brother, for taking away that condemnation of sin that we have. Sister, when He comes in, He sends the Holy Spirit, that great comforter that comes in and takes up His abode right in our very bosom here, Brother Lonnie. And He gives us that great love, Brother Junior, that we talk about so often.
Amen. Wonderful.
To where I can love you. And I mean it when I tell you. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people that will tell you they love you, but they don't mean it, brother. But when God tells you He loves you, He shows proof of that. Because He told us, He said, I have sent My only begotten Son. That, oh, brother, ain't that a wonderful thing, brother, that He would send His only Son that He had always spent through the eternities with. They had never been separated. But He sent His Son for a little space of time, brother, to dwell upon this earth with little worthless, sinless people like us. And He became a servant to us, brothers and sisters, because of that great love, Brother Jesse, that we talk about. Came here and humbled Himself and became a sacrifice for our sins, brother, upon that cross, Brother Junior. Oh, my Lord, how gracious He is to us today. Brother Lonnie, that we can go to Him every day, brother. and thank Him for what He's done. And how we can go to Him in prayer, brother, and ask Him to heal that little boy there that you mentioned, and to watch over all of the homeless people and all the ones that have so many sorrows, Brother Greg, knowing that He hears our cries, brother, and He answers our prayer. And He gives us strength, Brother John, to go through this world and to tell the lost people about Jesus and what He can do for them. I want to tell you this morning that if you've got everything in this world that you can imagine, all of the money and all the riches of this world, and you don't have Jesus, you're the poorest person I know this morning. And I feel for you, for him, Brother Harvey, I do. You know, there was a time when I had more material things in this world than I do now. And I don't care a bit to tell you, Brother Junior, that I've worked all my life and I haven't got $100 in the bank. But I'm telling you this morning that I'm the happiest feller. I don't know of anybody that can be happier than I am, brother. Jesus has put a joy in here, and He has given me everything that this my heart desires, Brother Lonnie. And He has stored up treasures for me over there that no doubt will be there when we get there, brothers. He said to store your treasures over there. He said where your treasures are, that's where your heart is, Brother Junior. And I'm telling you this morning that Jesus is my treasure. I thank God that in this world of death and sorrow and people have no hope, that He still has His arms outreached saying, "Come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," this morning. Brother, I wouldn't take nothing for my salvation this morning. Sister Brenda, when He rolled that condemnation off of me, and you tell me if it's the same way for you, Brother John, or all you good brothers and sisters. Do you remember how there seemed like that there was a light just come on in your life right then? And there was a light that came on, brother. It was the light of Christ that came on right in here. And do you remember all of those sins in your life?
Yes, amen.
That you could not do a thing with, and the devil reminded you of them every day, Brother Greg. Do you remember how He cast those sins off of you, Brother John? Never to be brought up against you again. He cast them into the sea of forgetfulness, brother. And when the Lord looks upon us today, Brother John, He looks upon us as though we've never sinned, brother. We're just as, when He looks at us, He sees the blood of Jesus this morning. And we go to Him, we've repented once for salvation, but we come to Him every day and repent for our daily sins that we do by nature, not by willingly sinning, brother. Because I don't believe a child of God will be out here doing the things he used to do. But by nature, we sin every day and we have to go back to Him every day.
Amen.
And He cleanses us from all sin, sister, and keeps us right on this holy highway. And these people that's out here saying that they once were saved and are out here doing the things that they used to do, Brother Fred, they've never been saved to begin with. I don't believe the doctrine that's going on in this land, brother. I don't believe it. People have got these different Bibles out that they say it's easier to read and easier to understand. But I read where the Holy Spirit, when He comes, that He teaches you all these things that you need to know. And brother, the devil does not have dominion over you anymore when God comes into your soul, brother. Oh, ain't you glad this morning that we have a great God this morning that has sacrificed everything for us. And because of what He's done, we have a sure thing and a steadfast thing. We have a chief cornerstone this morning that the church is built upon, Brother Greg. And He puts us in just wherever He wants us, piece by piece. And the Scriptures say that we are a holy habitat for the Spirit of God, brother. And we're living stones this morning, brother, that build up the house of God. And that don't mean that you come in by signing a paper or shaking a preacher's hand. There's only one way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life this morning. He said, no one comes to the Father but by me. And the Father draws whomsoever He will unto His Son. And when His Son saves you, brother, it's for eternity. Ah, buddy, I wonder about these people that say, and I'm going to, y'all start saying, get you a song ready. I wonder about these people, brother, that say, I don't know if I'm going to make it or not. Because when He saved me, Brother Lonnie, He put an assurity right in here that this thing is eternal. And honey, I've never worried a bit about going back out into the world. We've all been tempted many times, sister, to go out and do the things we once did. But honey, when He saved me, He drew a line, brother, and there's a fear that I'll not go past that line this morning. So we're serving a God that's able to keep us, to bless us, to give us the power to do His will if we will just live in a way to where He'll bless us. I heard a man say one time, he said, we're as close to Jesus as we want to be. Now, how close do you want to be? Brother, I want to be close. I want to be able to walk in a way to where God will see that light that He puts in us. And they'll want to come to that light because they know that there's something different about us. We don't serve the kings of this world, but we serve the one and only King this morning. He is our Master. We don't have to answer to any man in this present world, brother. But as long as we make the Father happy, He'll get us home. Amen. And we'll